On Allegheny College Week, the executive branch and Congress have different ideas of presidential power. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Harward, professor and chair of political science, looks into how Congress responds to executive action.
Several recent presidents, including Trump, have cited the vague provisions of Article II of the U.S. Constitution as bases for making law on their own, independent of Congress. This phenomenon has become so regularized that political scientists understand the ability of presidents to act unilaterally as a defining feature of the contemporary American presidency. With a highly polarized Congress, the likelihood of congressional inaction on any particular policy is high, and the likelihood of congressional reaction to presidential unilateralism is low. This invites presidents to extend executive power through unilateral actions rather than bargaining with Congress. Thus, the highly polarized character of our contemporary politics expands the set of possible actions of presidents that are resistant to constraints. One of the key challenges we face, then, is to find ways to invigorate congressional resilience. As political scientists, we often remind our students, Congress is a they, not an it. So there's very little reason to expect Congress to act collectively to protect institutional prerogatives unless individual members of Congress have particularized incentives to do so. In our research, Scott Ainsworth, Ken Moffitt, and I find that presidential unilateralism, executive orders and signing statements, for example, on specific policy dimensions, creates individualized policy losses that can motivate members to reassert congressional prerogatives in policymaking. Our analyses reveal that congressional committees respond to presidential unilateral actions with heightened oversight activity and new bill introductions in the months following a signing statement as the number of objections cited increases. Congressional reactions to the issuance of executive orders follow a similar pattern. Congress can, and often does, respond. How effective that response is conditions presidential behavior across multiple policy areas and issue dimensions.
That was Brian Harward of Allegheny College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.